History is such a confusing maze of characters and events that we cling to certain symbolic dates. The 4th of July is one such date. Everybody knows that the 4th of July commemorates the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Like so much of our historical knowledge, this is wrong. It is true that an unfortunate misunderstanding between Britain and her American colonies did blow up around that time, but the declaration was not signed until July 19th. This, of course, is mere historical pedantry. Who cares about the exact date? But it's a good example of the arbitrariness of history. As far as I could discover, the declaration was adopted by Congress on July 2nd, which legally broke the tie to England right then. The proclamation on July 4th, the public reading at Independence Hall on July 8th, and the signing on July 19th were mere bureaucratic formalities. Some historians claim that the declaration was not signed until August the 3rd. In fact, the first independence celebration in 1777 was held on the appropriate date, July 2nd. The 3rd of July 1776 remains a mystery. What happened between the adoption and the proclamation? David McCullough's splendid book, 1776, is silent on this point. I made a guess that July 3rd, 1776 was a Sunday, which would explain why it's a blank in the history books. But no, it was a Wednesday, and so there was no excuse for members of the Continental Congress to take a day off on the pretext of going to church. What difference does it make? In terms of national history, not much. But for individuals, where and when they were born may have momentous consequences. Choose the wrong country to be born in, and your whole life may be turned upside down. Several of the signers of the Declaration of Independence narrowly escaped being English, and therefore embarrassingly on the wrong side. Choose the right birthday, and you may get a big political advantage. President Calvin Coolidge was lucky enough to be able to claim the symbolic birth date, and he made the most of it. There's no song that proclaims, "I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy born on the 3rd or perhaps the 19th of July." Folks who happen to be born on those dates have nothing to boast about. Just ask Tom Cruise, who starred in the Oliver Stone movie Born on the 4th of July, but was himself born on the 3rd of July. Being one day late for the big event is even worse than being one day early. I can hear you ask, did any famous American have the lamentable bad taste to be born on the 5th of July? Yes, one of our local heroes was born on the 5th, in 1810, the impresario of the greatest show on earth, P.T. Barnum. And there you have the ironies of history summed up in three random birth dates. July 3rd, Tom Cruise. July 4th, Calvin Coolidge. July 5th, P.T. Barnum. I don't pretend to find any deep symbolism in this. I just thought that today, of all days, you'd like to know. Happy 3rd. This is David Bouchier.